your children are. And if you see a crime, report it to your local police or sheriff's department. The law enforcement people in your community have a tougher job than ever, and they deserve your help. Support them. And support your state sheriff's association. They're working for tougher laws and stronger criminal punishment. Help them put the cuff on crime.
This message brought to you by the Michigan Sheriff's Association, working to make Michigan a safe place to live.
You're listening to WHMD Monroe, AM 56.
Honey Radio.
For the Motor City, we're the leader of the past.
All right, now, let me see. What is it? It looks like it's right on the nose. 10:30, and that means anything goes now. Wait a minute.
You're listening to Jukebox Memories on Honey Radio WHMD with Tim Nixon.
Away we go. Hey, now listen. I know for a fact. Yep, I remember her well. Candy Hooper was her name. Yep. Traverse City High School was the place. 1966 was the year I was 16 years old. No, she was my girlfriend, that's all. Good morning to you. Souvenir year 1966 and Jukebox Memories. Where were you, by the way? And what were you doing? Well, I know what Tom Knight was doing. He's still doing it. With gray hair in his beard now, but he's still doing it. All right. Take a look at Souvenir Year 66. We're glad you're along. Stick around. It's going to be a grin. I'm Tim Nixon. Thanks for joining us this morning. Some great stuff going out in 1966, not the least of which was Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark.
Honey 56 Jukebox Memories and James Brown. Taking a look at 1966. Good stuff, man. It's a man's world from 1966. Wow, you know what? I want to take just 2 seconds and tell you this. Coming up in a while, I've got the WKNR Music Guide, the Keener Music Guide from October 23rd, 1966. That's right, so stick around. It's the Top 30 Countdown. It's going to be kind of fun, and in between, we're just going to do some other stuff. Yeah, like this, from the Sidekicks, a thing called Suspicions from 66.
Girl, think of what you're doing.
Suspicions in your eyes.
WHND. Oh, I'm sounding real good today, man. Open up the mic and go instantaneously. Excuse me, just a second. I had to take care of that. Listen, we can work it out, believe it or not. That was another song from 1966. As a matter of fact, the Beatles did it, and it was their biggest hit as the group continued to revolutionize the entire music industry. So says our producer types. Yes, all right. I got to tell you, it's 10:41 in just under an hour. In fact, at 11:30, we're going to start the WKNR Music Guide countdown from 1966. Got to say hi to Alex and the whole bunch out there in Wyandotte who have begun getting together on Sunday mornings for Jukebox Memories parties. We do appreciate that. I hope you're having a great time.
White Castle has a taste some people won't live without.
Consider these true stories. In Arizona, transplanted Midwesterners order a truckload of 100,000 White Castle hamburgers, which are not normally sold west of Minneapolis. A pregnant wife in Las Vegas craves White Castles, and her father back in Ohio sends them air freight. A New Yorker living in San Francisco has just one rule for visiting house guests. Bring me White Castle hamburgers. A couple return from Colorado to their Michigan hometown to be married. Having missed White Castles so much, the wedding party stops for a few on the way to their reception. A homesick airman becomes the most popular person on the North Dakota base when mom sends White Castles from home. Doesn't knowing what some people will do to get White Castles make you glad we're near you?
White Castle has a taste, some people won't live. White Castle has a taste, some people won't live.
All right, here's a clue coming up for the next song. It's a lady's name and a spelling lesson all wrapped up in one.
Few experiences in a woman's life are more important than motherhood. The experience of being a parent is exciting, beautiful, and wonderfully rewarding. But it can also be frustrating, confusing, and even frightening at times. For this reason, today's young mothers find Parents Magazine especially comforting. Each month, Parents Magazine presents important information mothers need to know. For example, this month in the November issue, you'll read about Christmas toys. Which ones are the best this year, and why? You'll read about bottles, blankets, and thumbs, those special habits your toddler has, and what they mean. In the November issue of Parents Magazine, there's a revealing article about your baby's sleep patterns, and a fascinating article entitled, Can You Raise a Super Kid? Few experiences are more important than motherhood, and nothing is more helpful to a mother than parents. Pick up the November issue at your newsstand now.
DOC and Kelly and Company are looking for Miss Angel Eyes. She could be you.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel.
Angel eyes. I really love you so. Angel eyes. I'll never let you go.
Pretty little angel eyes.
Enter the Miss Angel Eyes contest. Bring a recent photo of yourself wearing glasses to DOC. No purchase necessary. The winner gets $500 and appears in a DOC commercial.
Angel eyes. You are so good to me.
Get details at DOC or watch Kelly and Company. Then enter the Miss Angel Eyes contest.
A lady's name and a spelling lesson all wrapped up in one. Did you guess it right?
Sugar, man, I feel all right.
56 Jukebox Memories, taking a look at Souvenir 66 with the Shadows of Night and Gloria. How about this super group who just kind of burst on the scene in 66? Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
If you do the same thing too much. That's what Tom Knight was just discussing. And as a matter of fact, so that we don't do that. yeah, let's bring it back into the context here.
Yes.
If you'd like to drop us a line, is the point I'm trying to make, with any suggestions, besides getting out of town, we'd like to stay here a little while, as far as themes for a new show or something, not new show, themes for further shows, future shows, things like that, drop us a line at Jukebox Memories, care of Honey Radio, One Radio Plaza, Detroit, 48220. We'll give you the address later at the end of the show. And be thinking about different theme subjects and stuff like that. Send it to Tom. He's the only one of us that can read, and he'll take care of things there. Okay? Now, we are going to wake up in the next 10 minutes, have another Bailey's and a bagel, and get back to where we started off last evening. And then we'll be alive, awake, and alert, and ready to go for Souvenir in 1966. And, in fact, at 11:30, we're going to be doing the Keener Countdown, the Keener Music Guide, WKNR, for those of you who had your head in the sand in 66 and who were trying to wait for the world to go away. But actually, it wasn't too tough in 66 at all. But then the Tigers hadn't won the World Series yet in 68 either. We didn't demolish 12th Street until 67. Okay, so the Motor City was still just hanging around, making supercars, you know, those big dinosaurs that were running down the large freeway making holes. All right, now, boy, is Tim sarcastic today. His mother'd smack him in the nose. I got to give you the weather. We're going to get along and be quiet. Detroit area weather for River Rouge, Monroe, and Beverly Hills. Cloudy with periods of intermittent drizzle today. High of 56. Tonight, cloudy and a chance of drizzle with a low of 46. And then tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 57. It figures you all go back to work and the sun comes out, right? Right now, drizzle, 54 degrees at Honey, WHND. And this one from me to thee. Just because I know you need a little summertime today.
Summertime
there, 1966. Tom Knight was telling me this very morning he woke up singing this next song in the shower. It seemed appropriate, being that it was his first shower of the month. It did work, so you think about it.
Yeah.
WHND, Honey 56. Mercy sakes, I got a little question I want to lay on you right quick. If you can call in at 545-5656 and say, hey, Tom Knight. That's not me. That's he over there. Hey, Tom, I know what these guys have in common. We'll send you a honey mug. All right? Listen carefully. In fact, I'm going to bring up a little background. There we go. That feels better now. Randall Carlyle. Grant Hudson. Byron McGregor. John Belmont. And Joe Donovan. I used to love the way those guys said those things, man. They weren't baseball players either, man. Tell me what they had in common. 545-5656.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Jukebox Memories on WHND Monroe, making memories for the Motor City.
HND Holly 56, Jukebox Memories in the year 66. Stevie Wonder, Uptight, everything is all right. All right, now, our question was Randall Carlyle, Grant Hudson, Byron McGregor, John Belmont, and Joe Donovan. What did they have in common? 545-5656. Good morning.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. To see, I took out every pretty girl in town.
HND, Huddy 56, Tommy McLean in Sweet Dreams from 66. Before that, group called Love in My Little Red Book from 66. You say, why is everything from 66? Because that's what we're doing today. Souvenir year 1966. My name's Tim Nixon along with Tom Knight. And guess what? Coming up at 11:30, we're going to do the WKNR Music Guide Countdown, the top 30 songs for the week of October 23rd, 1966. I think there'll be some things on there that you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. were on there in the top 30 countdown for October 23rd, 1966, coming up approximately 11:30, all right? So just kind of hang around. In the meantime, we got a bunch of other good stuff, Maynard, so hang in with us.
Hi, this is Isaiah Thomas. Detroit Edison asked me to talk to mothers about safety, so I brought my own mom here to the studio, because I think she's an example of the perfect mother.
Oh, Isaiah.
Two things I know for sure about moms. They're always telling you to be careful, and they never want to talk about their age. Personally, I think the age hang-up is silly, because my mom looks great for a woman who's probably...
Be careful, Isaiah.
See what I mean about them always telling you to be careful? Take electrical power lines, for example. When I was young, my mom was always telling me to be careful around them. You know what? That's still good advice today. And not just for kids, but for moms and dads who spend a lot of time outside. Power lines serve everybody when they're left alone. Right, Mom?
Yep.
Hey, am I ever going to find out how old you are?
No.
At Detroit Edison, your safety is our business.
Yeah, even if reading isn't. no, that was nasty. I did a trivia question a few minutes ago. Asked who these people were, and we got a correct answer, as we assumed we would, but a lot of people have had a fun time talking about these guys. Who was Randall Carlyle, Grant Hudson, Byron McGregor, John Belmont, and Joe Donovan? Well, they were all news anchors over at the Big H, CKLW, and that's when we were all babies and growing up, and these guys were great. I think those had to be stage names, because they all sound absolutely like $1 million. I mean, how can you look at a Randall Carlyle? Say, hey, Randall. You know, you wouldn't say that. Not when his voice comes out of the basement like he did. And all the rest of these guys. A lot of them are still around the Motor City. Some have moved on. At any rate, Dennis Drabicki was the first one to call in. Lives on Yorkshire and Canton. We're going to send him out a honey mug just for knowing that little bit of itsy-bitsy trivia stuff. And now we just might do a little more later. And coming up in a minute... casting your fate somewhere.
A front-wheeling, four-wheeling caravan sale.
10 truckloads of front-wheeling, four-wheeling 84 Chevys at Matthews Hargrave Chevrolet in Royal Oak. Matthews Hargrave Chevrolet in Royal Oak is taking charge with a four-wheeling S10 pickup from $73.87, S10 Blazers from $88.75, four-wheeling full-size pickups from $83.42, front-wheeling celebrities from $67.91, Cavaliers from $58.79, and Citations from $6,084. All vehicles plus tax, license, and destination. You can lease a new Chevy during our sale as low as $106 a month for 48 months. We have over $2 million in special low-interest financing for this sale. Rust-proofing with a 7-year warranty, regularly $179 during the sale with purchase, just $59. Refreshments, free balloons, and gifts during our front-wheeling, four-wheeling caravan sale. Going on now at Matthews Hargrave Chevrolet, 10 Mile at Woodward in Royal Oak, across from the zoo.
All right, Jukebox Memories 2020 News. The Baltimore Orioles win the World Series. 1966, UCLA takes Michigan State in the Rose Bowl. And a nationwide 43-day airline strike begins and airports lock their doors. And guess who popped onto the scene this very morning? Ronald Reagan defeated Pat Brown for governor of California in the year 1966.
A month of nights, a year of days, October's drifting into May's. I set my sail when the tide comes in. I just cast my fate to the wind. I shift my course along the breeze, won't sail a wind on memories. The empty sky is my best friend. I just cast my fate to the wind. Thank you.
WHND Honey 56 with Shelby Flynn, taking a look at an instrumental song that had already been a hit. Cast Your Fate to the Wind, 1966, putting words to it. Here's Martha and the Band Devils. Sounded like in 1972. WHND Honey 56, the T-Bones, no matter what shape your stomach's in, from 1966. We're about to give away another Honey Mug. What TV commercial was that from? Call 545-5656 and tell Tommy Knight, will you please? HND Honey 56, Barry McGuire. Remember the guy that did Eve of Destruction? Well, that's him. A little cloudy summer afternoon from 1966. It's 11:22. We do have a winner. Of course, Pat Millard called in. Where's Pat live?
Where are you from, Pat?
Roseville, beautiful downtown Roseville called in, and she knew that no matter what shape your tummy's in, Alka-Seltzer will do the trick. That's the theme song that they used for the TV commercial. It also was a hit by a group called the T-Bones. Quit looking at my gut, Tom.
It reminds me of that commercial.
Well, at any rate, thank you very much. It is Sunday morning, and this is Jukebox Memories. If you'd like to drop us a line, we've got a request show coming up in the next few weeks, or in the next month. I want you to drop us a line and tell us the songs you'd like to hear. Yeah, and we'll try to get your request on, all right? And we'll even tell them who requested it. So make sure you give us a line at Jukebox Memories, Honey Radio, 1 Radio Plaza, Detroit, 48220. Just like that, right? Just like the big time, I guess. Just a giant jukebox in the sky.
We spend $1 billion a year to fight this war, and it's still not enough.
It's bigger than any city, county, state, or federal law enforcement agency.
It's being fought on land, at sea, in the air, and maybe right in your neighborhood.
It can completely destroy the rest of your life.
Every level of society is caught in this war. Well-to-do businessmen, struggling farmers, organized crime, motorcycle gangs, many who would stop at nothing.
You're convinced they would kill you.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Now, as part of Channel 4's special Target for Action Week on drugs and alcohol, News 4 presents one of the most important investigative reports of the year, Drug Wars. See see where narcotics are grown for survival. Go into the violent world of drug smugglers and find out how we may be able to end these wars once and for all. Drug Wars, a News 4 investigation this week at 6 and continuing at 11. Watch and see why winning this war may be the most important victory of our time.
Wendy's introduces hot stuffed baked potatoes.
Hot, so hot.
Delicious baked potatoes, stuffed five ways. Get one with cheese. Or bacon and cheese, broccoli and cheese, Wendy's chili and cheese.
Wendy's.
Or sour cream and chives.
That makes five.
Wendy's new hot stuffed baked potatoes. Get them while they're hot. For Wendy's kind of people.
All right, coming up in just a matter of about 5.5 minutes, we've got the Keener Countdown from the week of October 23rd, 1966, the top 30. Detroit area weather for Ann Arbor, Monroe, and Toledo. Cloudy with periods of intermittent drizzle today, a high of 56. Tonight, cloudy and a chance of more drizzle, low of 46. Tomorrow, clearing up. Yep, it'll be sunny on your way to work. Partly sunny, 57 degrees. Right now, it's drizzly and 54 at Honey Radio WHND.
The town I came from was quiet and small. We played in the meadows where the grass grew so tall. In summer, the lilacs would grow everywhere. The laughter of children would float in the air.
WHND Honey 56 Jukebox Memories with Verdell Smith, Tar and Smith from 66. Coming up right after this song, we're going to have the Keener Music Guide, October 23rd, week of 1966, countdown of the top 30. Tim Nixon along with Tom Knight, taking a look at what it was like. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
When you told me that you loved me,
I'm overtime.